Coach on the road once again, take you behind the scenes with the MLB stars of the game. I'm over here in the White Sox. Doug Allen and I got the man. I'm going to let him introduce himself.
My name's Jacob Gonzalez.
JG.
Yeah.
How we doing?
Great. How are you?
All right. Well, Jay, I used to coach college baseball, coach high school baseball, scouted for five major league teams.
Okay.
Every kid's dream of playing in the big leagues.
Yep.
You cross that line and you're in the big leagues. Now, what that feeling like?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Just hoping to play well and be here a long time.
So is it what you, anything like what you thought it would be?
No, I didn't know that we get waited on a lot.
You get spoiled.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
I don't know if I fully like it. Sometimes they'll do stuff for me. I'm like, dude, I promise you I can do that.
Oh, no, I've been to the
but yeah, it's kind of an adjustment.
Well, I'll switch with you if you want to. So, I mean, you know, what is it like when you're in the minor leagues? You're grinding, you're pressing. I'm sure you guys watching the big league team or following the big league team.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you get that call up and you're on the team. What does that feel like?
I mean, it's really cool. One thing that is the biggest, like, excitement for me is, like, up here, you want to win every game. I know in the minor leagues you want to win every game, but that's not really what the point is. The point is, like, everyone, like, trying to develop everyone to get them here so that we can start trying to win here. And so it's cool. And then, obviously, I went to Ole Miss, so I came from playing in front of a lot of people to in the minor leagues playing in front of barely any people. So then once I got back here, once I got here and there was people again, it kind of felt like, oh, like these games matter again. Like there's some stakes to these games. People are excited. It's loud. So you don't have to think or you can't think because it's too loud. So you're just playing the game.
So in other words, you feed off the crowd.
I mean, yeah, in my debut, I came up in the, seventh inning, and it was a big spot, and the crowd was loud, and I was kind of like, oh, this is kind of nice.
What you doing in that big spot?
I got my first hit, which I kind of, like, I think, like, my first couple of bats, I'm like, oh, let's get a hit here. Like, it's time, let's get the first one. There's no one on base. I was probably leading off the inning or something. And then that one, I stopped thinking, like, oh, I'm like, this sick, big spot. Let's go have some fun. And luckily, I got my first hit during it.
So, did you have the butterflies flowing through your stomach in that first day?
Not really. So, I kind of learned in college to turn my nervous energy into being excited. So instead of being nervous, I was just excited to be there. And in my first at bat, I kind of felt normal because I got to go play defense first and then come in and hit. And then I kept fouling pitches off. And then I had a long at bat, so then my legs started getting a little shaky. And luckily, I had a good swing on my last pitch. But other than that, I felt normal.
So then, you know, you went to Ole Miss, you threw that out, but you was running with the big boys, okay? We have to say that. Went to the minor leagues, and it was like, okay, this is what it's really all about. You get to the big leagues, you come over here, you see all this media. What is it like, media every day?
I mean, like I said, at Ole Miss, we have media every day, too. So it's not the same. The media over there was, they only wanted to talk about, they didn't want to talk to the starting pitcher and who the best hitter was of the game. They didn't talk to you if you messed something up. Like here, like I had a couple mess ups and the media's talking to me, so then I had to explain why the mess up happened. So that's a little bit different, but and it's a little weird that they're in the locker room.
Do you read the newspaper, listen to the sports? I know you want to hear what they're saying about you.
No, I don't really care what people say about me. I mean, obviously, I want it to be good, but I also don't want to read anything bad about myself like that. That just puts you in a bad spot. So I just don't read anything good or bad about me, and I just go out there and try to do my best.
So, you know, technically, you're still classified as a rookie.
Yep.
So how many times you get called rookie of the year?
Just whenever stuff needs to get taken on the bus or something, they'll just say, Hey, I don't really get called.
Hey, Rook.
We don't really have that many old guys on the team, but like this is a pretty young team, so if we're called, like, no one really gets called Rook, but it's like, hey, rookies, take, just talking in general to everyone.
So, see, you didn't come up 5, 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Your name became Rook.
Yeah, no, I did not.
I mean, what is it like when you go out on a major league team, like, say, you see the crowds, you go in the locker room for the first time, see your uniform, what was that feel like?
It was really cool. Like I was telling my wife, my favorite number 7, and the fact that that number was open when I got called up so that I was able to get it, it's like crazy how it's like a little gift from God, like in his timing, like, hey, here's a little gift for, as a congratulations, that here's the number you've always worn, you get to wear it up here.
And then, you know, one of your so far big league road trips was in Yankee Stadium.
Yep.
One of the meccas of baseball.
Yeah.
What was it like being in Yankee Stadium? Jeter, A-Rod,
So I grew up a Dodgers fan, so I never really cared for the Yankee Stadium.
Where will you go to L.A.? What is it going to be like going to L.A.?
Yeah, yeah. When I play in Dodger Stadium, I'll be pretty excited to play there. Like, that one's pretty cool. I grew up going to a bunch of games there, and that's my favorite stadium I've ever been to, so it'd be really cool to play there.
First major league hit, you got that ball?
I do.
What you do with it?
I got it in a little case, and it's my parents took it back home with them.
Man, I was going to sell it on eBay. All right, last question. You look around the stadium. I mean, you're here.
Yeah.
Do you actually pinch yourself and say, wow, I'm in the big leagues?
I mean, sometimes, like I'm struggling right now.
But that's part of the role,
yeah, yeah, part of it. And so then I, like, think, I need to start hitting better. Like, not really think about the big leagues or anything, just think, I need to start hitting better. And then it's like, what did I do? Like, I'm in the big leagues. What did I do to get here? So then it's like, oh, just got to remind yourself that, like, you're supposed to be here. And then, like, I don't know. It's a lot of fun playing in front of a bunch of people, and it's really cool. And then, like, we faced Garrett Cole the other day and watched him pitch since he was on the Pirates. So, pretty cool.
You watching ESPN or look for yourself?
No, I don't watch.
You know them that moments. You ain't made one of them yet.
I've probably been on SportsCenter, not Top 10 already.
What?
ESPN, I don't know. No, I mean, I haven't made any cool plays yet, so.
Alright, I said last question, Mr. Last.
Okay.
Get that call, you're going to the big leagues, walking that locker room for the very first time. See your uniform hang up, did you cry?
No, I shed a couple tears when I called my dad, because that's who I learned how to hit, field ground balls. Like, he taught me everything up until college, and even until now, he's still helping me out. So when I told him, and he started getting a little teary, I could hear it in his voice, and then it got me too. So,
oh, you cry.
So that one got me, but no, I was just excited to be here once I got here.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Coach with the man G. All right, appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.